Okay, I really wasn't going to share anything, and I just thought God kept telling me that this and this and this, and I thought, so this is kind of pulled together at the last minute, but it pulled together, so I have to. Okay, well, like we were talking earlier, we keep waiting for our marriage. Well, I did anyhow. When we first got married, I thought, we're going to have a perfect marriage. I'm so tired of hearing everybody does not have a perfect marriage, and if we would have done this, we would have done that. And so I thought, well, we're going to have the perfect, I'm going to make this the perfect marriage. And it's been 48 years. And guess what? The only time that we're going to, any of us, all of you, you're a little bit seasoned too, different ones here, and the only time we're going to have a perfect marriage is either we come to perfection, or we're laying down in 6 feet down, and he's not bothering me anymore, and or she's not bothering me anymore, you know. And this is okay. So, anyhow, with that, different times when I hear different things about marriage and everything, because I'm working on this, I write down little notes and stuff. So I'm going to read a few of those little random notes that I write down. One that was very simple but very important was this little note that says, she had simply taken to praying for him. And you know, that's very, very simple. She had just simply taken to praying for him. And I thought, the time that I got this little note like this, I thought it was the right exact thing for me. I thought, I'm going to start doing that instead of the other. You all know the other is. And also to grow in your ability to pray for one another. And I thought, well, what does that, you know, I know how to pray for him, help him, you know. I even used to pray for him on the way home when we had all the kids at home, you know, and it was a hectic day. I thought, dear God, help him when he's coming home, because I know what he's going to come to, who he's going to come to, and it's not going to be nice. So help him, you know, not me. So anyhow, that's one of them. And another one was, a good word to me was, settle down and remain in his love. Just settle down, Betty. Remain in his love. Keep your flesh, and some of these I have heard from different ministers too, and I've just written them down, so it'll be from them. But keep your flesh and selfishness weak. That's a real thing to work on. So, matter of fact, now this is not going to be pretty, but this is one day when I was so frustrated with my own self. And I thought, I thought, God, what do I do? And I don't know if you've ever been there, ladies. But if you start out with selfishness and self-centeredness and different things like that, which we all have a different measures of probably, but this is what I wrote down one day. I just sat down and wrote this out, and I thought, I'm going to burn this thing then. But this is it. God teaches me. Things, situations, and harder situations are actually God's faithful teaching hands in our life. And this is what I said. Why is it so hard? At times, how do things get so screwed up? How can I ever learn to have peace in things that I am not happy with in life? How can I ever have a peace, God? How do I allow things to get so miserable in my everyday life? I am a Christian. I love God. I want to do His will and be obedient. I really do. How can I get so frustrated and downright mad? I'm realizing this now, though, when I wrote that part. Is it really so, so important to me to get my own selfish way? But what's wrong with my own way? I think it was pretty, you know, that's part of my frustration. It seems so very, very reasonable and fair to me. Right, ladies? Why and what makes it seem so crazy important, though, to get my own way? And I wrote all this down, and I thought, that is the ugliest thing I've ever written, you know? And I thought, but that's it, God, that here it is. And a couple little things that came to me was how important is peace of mind? How important is that? And peace is accepting what God is doing in our lives because he knows how to do it best. Amen. And even one of the phrases in the Bible are be kind and tender-hearted, forgiving each other. And you know, we've actually, he prays at night when we go to bed, and I pray before we, no, I pray at night, and he prays in the morning before we get up. And we've actually prayed for each other. Help me to be kind and forgiving to Bill. Help me to be a tender-hearted, respectful, and show him, help me to be respectful to Bill. I've actually prayed that to him. We pray out loud, you know, to each other. And he's already prayed, help me to be a tender husband. Help me to be not cross and short-tempered or anything, but help me to be a tender husband. And sometimes I even have to say, well, I'm sorry the way that I said it. Like you were saying, it was something maybe that wasn't my fault. But the way I said some things, I could have said different. And so I have to apologize and say, I am sorry the way I said this. I'm sorry the whole mess that we just got into. So that was enough of that note. You are so important to God. So important to God. I'm just going to read a few of these off because I don't want to take too much time here. Above 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. So do we have intense and unfailing love for each other, husbands and wives? Return to God when you mess it up, and let it go. Return to God. God can heal a broken heart, but you need to give him all the pieces first, a broken heart. And this was, I know, from some of Pastor Kurt's stuff. You can override your feelings. You can override your feelings. You can be confident even if you don't feel like it. Sometimes we can get us, some of us can get to the point where, well, I don't feel confident anymore. I don't even feel confident to be a wife. I can't do this right. And it's not, please, it's not Bill's fault. I'm talking about me working through things because if we blame each other, we don't get anywhere, right? So it's not... there's, matter of fact, a song that I sing sometimes, and I'm not a singer, so I'm not going to sing it, but this is part of the words in it. I don't worry when things go wrong. Jesus fills my heart with a song. It's amazing what praising will do. Hallelujah. It's amazing what praising will do. And I can sing that through my house as loud as I want to. And don't be so fearful of taking the risk of getting... out on a limb that you don't even want to climb the tree. This is another one. It was a recent one. Be to your husband what you want to see in him. Like, I think I could make you just what I want you to be, but, well, you start being that first lady. Wow. Outstanding. Let's see if there's any. One time it... I was really praying about something, and it seemed like God told me, it's time to be about your father's business. Instead of messing up with all this stuff and all this, I got to get this house in order, blah, blah, blah. You know, he says, no, it's time to be about my business. Open up to what I want for you. When we repent and we apologize, we are revived. Amen. Uh, One time I had read this, is still keeps coming to me, though. It's in Joel 2. Turn and keep coming to me with all your heart. Isn't that wonderful that he tells us that? The most important things in life will cost me something. Jesus wants us to be committed, and that would be in our marriage, and it's not easy. Keep your promises. Ask the Lord to change you of all things. He will guide us and guide you in changing. This is another one that I'm working through still, and all these are. But what is my motive in doing things for my husband and others? And that's really been something I've, you know, why would I, you know, we can manipulate each other, you know, husband and wives, you guys know that. And what's my motive? And you can have the wrong motive, and that's not going to be worth anything. That's a really hard one, isn't it? Because we're so used to doing that. It just comes natural. Take time with me. That's what he was talking. That was so good. He was talking about the scriptural things and how to, you know, apply the Bible and the Word to our life. Take time with me so that I can show you my purpose. It really does is a very important thing. Okay, and I was thinking about conditional love because I thought, here we go again. This is being, I thought, he loves me conditionally, not unconditionally. I thought, where did the unconditional love go? Come on. You know, different times in our marriage, you know, what is this? Of course, I was doing the same exact thing, you know, do that to each other. Matter of fact, I wrote this down. If we are learning to be Christ-like, why would we wonder when we have to overcome conditional love by always showing unconditional love to each other? You know, why would we? Well, I have to do this, but that's what we have to do. If you have an issue, deal with it. Don't rebel. Okay. And just this one more thing here. These are the goals that I set out that I want to do in my marriage. And don't get me wrong, we have a wonderful marriage. But we, you know, we're not perfect. So, and we're committed to each other forever. Matter of fact, we said the other day, we're going to hold hands. When it's God's time to take us, we're going to hold hands and go together. So, Abraham Lincoln wrote this down, though. A person will be just about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Yeah. I thought, whoa. Okay, so these are just real quick now, the different goals. My goals as a Christian godly wife. We're all Christian godly wife, or we wouldn't be here, right? Okay, number one, to take time to know the Word of God for me. And I've already said a couple of these. To be to my husband what I want to see in him. To make the best of my time and walk properly. If I get about doing my things that I think God wants me to do, I'm not going to have so much time to think of what I'm tending my husband, what's he supposed to be doing, you know. And keep looking and expectantly hoping for the treasure in him that you cannot see presently. Both ways, that is. Ask the Lord to continue to change me. Above all else, then I can have an intense and unfailing love for him. And for him, both husbands. To keep a check on my motives and the things that I do for him. No manipulation, it's so important. Teach me to have unconditional love. And this song I love, there's a song that I put on YouTube and I put that on in my house. It's Create in Me a Clean Heart and Renew a Right Spirit Within Me. And there's a beautiful song like that. And last of all, to always be thankful. So that's but.
That was really awesome, man. Wow, those are beautiful. I wonder if we ought to get a copy of those, maybe print them out for people. Would it be possible?
I could, yeah, it's all scritch scratch right now. Okay, I can do some, yeah, okay.
Or get copies and we can just have someone type them up.
Okay.
I think they're worth making available.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you.
Wow, that's really awesome. Thank you for sharing that.